On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan talks with Library Director Bill McNeilis about LibraryCon happening March 3rd, as well as other services and events at the Bankier Library.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
All right, Bill, welcome back to another edition of Brookdale Beat.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before. This is at least your third time on. And we're here to talk about a couple of things, but something that's going to be happening up very quickly is LibraryCon for the spring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. LibraryCon is our kind of outreach and welcoming event, both for new students to kind of introduce them to the library, as well as some other services around the college. But it's for continuing students. Really, it's for all the students.
Yeah.
Chance for them to come in, interact with each other, get to know some things about the library and some of our related services, and get some food and have some activities and maybe win a prize.
Yeah, I think the one of the cool things about LibraryCon, not only is it welcome, it's the doors are wide open for everybody to come on in, but also there are other departments that are there as well. So even if you are a continuing student, you have never seen anything about the Career Center, for instance, mm-hmm. or the International Center, they're going to be there at that event. And so it's an opportunity. It's almost like an expo inside of a library, right? So that's what I think is it's a good opportunity for folks to know more about not just the library itself, but also other services that are available to them as well.
Exactly.
And there's pizza.
And there's pizza. And every activity you participate in and every department you talk to gets you a raffle ticket.
Right. Okay. And then the raffle ticket we have usually happens at the end of the event, right?
Yeah. The event runs from 11:30 to 1:30, and we do the raffle at 1:00.
Which you run the raffle, and I help you along, mm-hmm. and we are passing along the raffle ticket. Yep. And I just think it's so fun just to see just people's reaction to a raffle. Mm-hmm. I just think it's for me the funnest part of LibraryCon is just to kind of see how people react to one another. Like when their number's not called, like, oh, come on, just the excitement that they have. And it's a good opportunity, I think, to see so many people in the library. And I could tell you just as a side note, being here, working in the library, I've seen over the years more and more people generally coming into the library and using its services, which I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There are some other services that are going to be up and available in the coming weeks as well, right? There's the pause and relax that's going to be happening, right?
Yes. We don't have a date yet, but towards the end of the semester, we have some anti-stress activities or fighting stress activities. And the absolute favorite one is called Pause and Relax.
Yes.
One of the librarians, Amy Clark, works with a service dog organization. We bring dogs into the library. So kind of in the main stairwell area, we usually have about 3 to 6 dogs. And students can just drop in and pet them and, give them belly rubs.
I have to say too, it's not just students that take advantage of that. Cause then I walk through, I'm like, wait a minute, you work here. There's a bunch of dogs. You can't not get away from that. You know what I mean? Which I think is real, real fun. There are also some other things that are being offered in the library as well. I know that the tutoring area has also kind of upped their game here in the library itself. They have it available in other parts of campus. But what kind of tutoring is available for students who need the help that are here in the library already?
All right. We have three different subjects. Reading tutors are available in the library, and that's Mondays from 10 to 2, as well as the Writing Center has a presence in the library on Thursdays from 1 to 5. And math, because the demand is here twice a week. Mm. So math tutors are here in the library on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 2.
Okay. All right. There's also a help that could be given by our librarians as well with research. And I know that there are research workshops. I don't know when the research workshop is going to happen. Can I get like one-on-one help with librarians too?
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to the workshops they offer and the class visits and things, anyone can go to the library website. Go to library, and one of the links right there on the page is to make an appointment with a librarian. So yeah, we really encourage students to do that. You can make an appointment on site to meet with a librarian in person or by Zoom.
Mm, okay.
And the form gives you some opportunities to kind of tell the librarians what you're looking for so they can maybe prepare and kind of help you out in that block of time that you have to work with them one-on-one.
Okay. Yeah. And I would imagine having somebody like that one-on-one is a wonderful opportunity for them to get to know more about it. And those folks know a whole lot about a lot of different subjects. Mm-hmm. So they're a wonderful resource. I keep using the word wonderful. One of the things that I also, and I, it's funny because I, I'm going back to work in the lab. I'm always walking by the displays that are out there as well. There's the fun one about the psychology of that is out there now.
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to pick up a couple of them because they just look so interesting. And I will eventually pick one up, I'm sure, on my way back from what I'm doing when I go walk over in the library. What is up there now? What displays are up there now?
Oh, we've got some great displays up right now. So right when you walk in, there's Democracy Takes Courage. It's all really focused on how we as citizens can be involved in the government and participate. There's the Psychology Of, which is great. And same thing. It's all these little tiny books like the Psychology of Dog Ownership or the Psychology of Video Games.
Yeah, it's just like I could get that one and that one and that one. Yeah, it's fun.
Yep. We also have the Black History Month displays on the first and second floors. We just got a whole bunch of new art books right as you walk in.
Okay. So,
which reminds me, one of the things students ask a lot about the books is like, am I allowed to touch them? We're like, please pick them up, browse them, and even better, check them out.
You could touch them and read them too, yes. As a matter of fact.
Especially the art books. I feel like students like look at them and we have to say like, hey, you can pick that up and browse through it.
Yeah. I'd imagine also, because maybe they think it's like some type of reference thing. Maybe that's why they feel like it's a bit restrictive, but it's certainly not. And next, coming up in March, what displays are going to be having in March?
We have a plan to do a Women's History Month display.
Oh, great.
We did one, I think it was last year, in association with Women in Leadership and some of the other campus organizations, and they really helped us select stuff and put it together, and that was a great experience. So hopefully we'll do that again and maybe even tie it into LibraryCon in March.
There you go, and that's a great way to end our conversation here. LibraryCon is happening on Tuesday, March 3rd during college hour between 11:30 and 1:30. One of the things I always thought was really funny that we have college hour and it's 2 hours, but hey, you know what? It's an opportunity for you to, there's no classes being offered. It's an opportunity for you to go to check things out. And in this case, on March 3rd, LibraryCon, and it's going to be a great time. And I can't wait for us to team up now and do the raffle again. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, we're a great team.
All right, Bill, thanks for coming on by today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Peyton, a communications student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. We're here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.